Two people have been charged with the murder and decapitation 4 years ago of a little girl who became known to the nation as Precious Doe. The mother of Erica Michelle Marie Green and her husband were charged yesterday with murder and child endangerment. The killing sparked candlelight vigils and investigations by the FBI and Interpol, but an ad placed by a community activist broke the case. A tipster, reportedly the grandfather of the man charged with murdering the girl, came forward to police for a second time, this time with more information about the identity of the alleged killers. Community activist Alonzo Washington joins us now. Mr. Washington, thanks very much for joining us, and we should say thank you to you for a man who continued, even at the front of criticism, to place these ads that ultimately proved to break this case.
Oh, thank you very much.
Talk to me about why you decided to continue to do this.
Well, you know, before when this case first broke in Kansas City, it was not the focal point of our community. For the most part, you know, it was in the back of the news. One day I decided to come in front of the crime scene and say, let's change this. I challenged the community to get involved. I said, if we're a city that will allow a child to be brutally murdered like this, and we stand by and act like it's business as usual, it says something negative about us. So what happened from that day forward, vigils started. People began to raise rewards, and the case became a focal point in our community, and it just snowballed into something that everybody wanted to be a part of.
So many people are shocked at the idea of parents doing this. How are you feeling today?
Well, you know, I look at it, we always had a feeling that, you know, there was some parents or family involved because no information was coming out. It was something close. You know, somebody was not giving the information. It was in a small group of people. What was interesting about my tipster is that he had been trying to get this information out to the police department. And the way he contacted me is he'd seen the ads and he would call the police. In fact, this week he called the police again on Friday, and they pushed him off to interview him the next following Monday. He was frustrated, so he decided to call me, and he said, Alonzo, they just don't believe me, but I know if I put this in your hands and, you know, the way that you are, you can make things happen. You'll have the answer, and everybody will know Precious Doe's name. And, you know, I got the information on Saturday, and Wednesday night we had a name. It was Erica Green, and, you know, the case is being resolved, and we have those suspects on their way to justice.
And we should note that police are alleging, or at least the rumors are, that it was found through DNA of hair strands. Let me ask you this before we let you go very quickly. It must be terribly satisfying for you to be able to wash away the Precious Doe tag and actually give a name to this little girl.
Oh, yes. It's a beautiful thing. That would always be my saying. I said, you know, Precious Doe is to give her a name. And we achieved that.
Well, indeed, she has that. Alonzo Washington, thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you very much for keeping up the vigilant fight, and we hope that justice is served.
It was a pleasure, sir.